I'm Justin Martin with KERA News. Collin County officials have identified a presumptive positive case of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. As KERA's Saida Hassan reports, it's the first presumptive positive case in North Texas.
The patient is a Frisco man in his late 30s who recently traveled to California. Officials say he's stable and is currently in isolation at his home, where county health staff are monitoring him. They say his symptoms do not require hospitalization. Collin County Health Care Services is awaiting further test results to confirm that initial positive test for COVID-19. They're also monitoring the patient's family and contacting anyone who may have come into close contact with him. Health officials maintain the risk of transmission to Collin County residents is low. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.
Collin County officials say the man with the presumptive positive case of COVID-19 is a parent of a student at an elementary school in the Frisco School District. Students and staff are on spring break this week. Frisco ISD says it's working with health officials regarding additional steps to help contain exposure when students and staff return to school. Tarrant County health officials are paying special attention to elderly communities as they monitor the potential spread of coronavirus in North Texas. Russ Jones, Tarrant County's chief epidemiologist, spoke on a conference call with community leaders this morning.
You may have heard of the outbreak in Washington State. Our older population, and especially the very vulnerable in nursing homes and in long-term acute care facilities, is not something we want to happen again.
County health officials are also urging businesses to make a contingency plan in case employees can't report to work. I'm Justin Martin, KERA News.